you are invited to join the Fueled by Faith membership community. Inside this membership, you will have access to a Telegram text thread where you will find other female leaders that are getting filled by the Holy Spirit daily. You will also have access to our monthly virtual Zoom calls that are all about connection as well as getting the word and being connected to the women that are inside the community as well as the Lord and the Holy Spirit inside this membership. There's also a monthly meetup for those of you that are local to Wilmington, North Carolina. But don't let that hold you back. If you are not local to Wilmington, North Carolina, we are looking to grow the Fueled by Faith community within the next couple of years. Let me bring you into the global vision that is starting here with this Fueled by Faith community here in Wilmington, North Carolina. For those of you that are looking for community, that are looking for in-person meetups to meet other faith-based and driven women that are leaders inside your community, we are looking to expand in the next couple of years where you can have access to a Fueled by Faith community right in your backyard with ongoing chapters that continue to add and pop up. This is where we are headed in our vision, and we would love nothing more than to hear back from you if you're not local to Wilmington, North Carolina, if you would be interested in having this in your community, where that's located at, and giving you the blueprint of how we can get that started. If you want to join the membership or you're looking for more information on how to bring Fueled by Faith closer to you, just send us an email at info@sheassistyou.com or find us on Facebook inside our community and send us a message at the Fueled by Faith community page. Welcome to the Fueled by Faith podcast. I'm your host, Emily Vermeer. As a wife, mom, and business owner, I found myself stressed, anxious, bitter, and overwhelmed the majority of the time. Constantly taking care of everyone else, getting to my agenda, you know, the basics, food, water, working out, devotion, and quiet time. If I had the time, which either rarely happened or was just a check off the list, it was when I was searching for a community of women that I could invest in and get support from. God spoke through a friend of mine that this is something that I would create. So here we are, the Fueled by Faith podcast, giving female leaders like yourself a fill up so you can be encouraged, equipped, and empowered daily by plugging into the Lord and allowing Him to overflow in your life so then you can overflow into others, ultimately moving the needle forward for the kingdom of God. So sister, let's dive in. Hello, Fueled by Faith sisters, and welcome to another episode of Fueled by Faith. I am your host, Emily Vermeer, and I am so pumped because this week, this is the week, this is the week that we have been waiting for, praying for, and so just joy-filled for what God is going to do this week. If you haven't gotten your ticket, it is too late to be a part of Fueled by Faith. So my prayer is that you've already gotten your ticket and that you are preparing your heart and your mind for what God is going to do for this Fueled by Faith second annual women's conference. Now, don't think that if you can't make it this weekend that this episode is not for you. This episode is for everyone. This episode is here to fuel you, for you to get filled, but also to just get the excitement and the joy flowing in this place, in your car, in your home, in your ears, wherever you are. There is joy. And we are just so thrilled to be able to have a platform where God is completely glorified and illuminated, not just His presence, but
His Holy Spirit living in you. He's in you. He's a part of you. And he wants to use you to illuminate the world with your giftings. You are an absolute gift from God, literally taken from dust and breathed into from his lungs, created in his image. You are a gift, and he has created you so uniquely yourself. There are things, there are multiple things that set you apart. And you are set apart. You are not traditional. You are not like anyone else that he has ever created. Even if you are identical in your physicality, your spirit is not mass produced. It is divinely created, uniquely, with what God had in store for you. I saw a reel not too long ago where it talked about the weight of our ancestry and being brought up in the church, and how a lot of people think that that's a very like boring testimony when people start talking about how I grew up in the church and my dad was a pastor or things like that, where most people think that that's like, of course you have a testimony because you grew up this way. But I heard it in a completely different take that shifted my entire mindset. When we think of the Bible and in scripture, where there's parts of scripture where it talks about the lineage of the family of, he's a child of this person who is the mother of this person who is the father, that like, and it has all the names listed. It's similar of seeing that, of the power of God moving from a saved person to a saved person to a saved person, that those of us that did grow up in households that grew up in the church, how powerful that is, that our family passed that down kind of in that lineage that's listed in scripture. And so anyway, just want to talk about that power that was uniquely passed down from your family to you, that God had this in his plan like years, light years ago for you to be here using your giftings and what he has for you. And this weekend is going to magnify, amplify, edify, equip, encourage, and empower women to not only step into what God's calling us to do, but when we step into new things, some things have to be left behind. Some things have to be shed. Some things have to be let go of. And the honest reality is that when you are up-leveling, when you are going new places, some things cannot come with you. So as we grow, there's things that we kind of pack on ourselves, that we learn, that we kind of strap on to get us where we're going, right? To utilize that for that moment. So for instance, I'll give you this example. I went to college as a recreational therapist. I used that knowledge for the first probably 6 years of my career. That knowledge I'm no longer using. So not that I'm like getting rid of it, but my brain space is now learning new things that are helping me move forward with where God has me for this time in my life. So just thinking of it that way, I had a great analogy a friend gave me a few years ago of when you get new furniture into your home for like the second time, right? Maybe you moved in 10 years ago, you want to get a new couch. In order for that new couch to come in, that old couch must be removed. It's the same thing with our thoughts, with our belief systems, when we are moving forward in something that we haven't done before. It requires these old belief systems, and some of them which are not ours, to be let go of. So this weekend is not only about stepping into this really fun and new and exciting space that God is creating for us, it's also about letting go of things that no longer serve us in this movement and trajectory forward. And so it's going to be heavy, but it's also going to be joyful. And it's beautiful because those two things can coexist. And a lot of times we limit ourselves in thinking, oh no, I cannot feel joy and sorrow at the same time. I cannot feel excited and, I almost said like fearful, but fear is not from God, but kind of this nervousness, good nerves of what's coming. We can have both. It's a both and. God is both and. I'm just so pumped for women to come and be in the presence of other women that are also walking this out, because it doesn't just take a choice and a yes. It takes a daily yes to commit ourselves. It doesn't take a toe in the water of faith. It takes a full-on cannonball dive into His living waters, trusting, surrendering, and knowing that He will provide in an area that's unknown to us. And what is so funny is when it comes to our life, when it comes to business, when it comes to things that we're like, oh, I can never do that. There's things that you've done in your life that you didn't realize that you've never done before because it's so normal, we're going to say, okay? So for instance, if you've ever been married, most likely you didn't come out of the womb married to someone. This is new. You made a choice. You said, I do. And you didn't know the result of that. When you said that, you had full trust and surrender in that moment of what you were doing. Same with parenthood. I still sometimes don't know what I'm doing. I have a 5- and a 6-year-old. And when you had that baby, that first baby, and you pushed it out and here came the baby, you had no idea what you were doing. You trusted and you surrendered and you went for what the next thing was, right? It cried. You did all of the things that to check, right? Diaper, food, burping, sleep, all the things to check, right? That is the process of what God has for us, is to trust and surrender and do the next right step that He provides. It is that simple. And this weekend, and even if you can't make it, you can still implement this. We overcomplicate everything. Yes and amen. We overcomplicate everything. God just wants you. And He wants you to want Him. And He wants you to go out, amplify and glorify His name in how you're seeing Him move in your life. I know that you have a call on your heart bigger than you know what to do with. And some of you are like, I just know I want more. I just know that there's something inside of me. Chase it. I've been toe in the water for about 2 years. And this week, I feel like a veil just lifted off of me of, babe, you're living it. You're living it. We do not conform to the patterns of this world. We are not to be of the world. We are to be in the world. We are commissioned here to do His work. And He is equipping you and He's empowering you and He's encouraging you to go and do, to go. So whether you're going to be in this room this week on Friday or Saturday. If you're listening to this another time, this is September 29th and 30th, this week of, for the second annual conference. Whether you will be in this room or whether you will not, you still have Him in you. You are still commissioned. You still have a purpose. You still have exactly what God, you still have His plans in you right now that you can access without four speakers talking to you, without worship songs happening, without a collective of women around you. You still have access to everything else that these women do to or will have. You can go, you can do. And my prayer is that you are encouraged, you are equipped, and you are empowered to go and do. Sister, I pray that this fills you up, that you are fueled, and that you go and pour into someone else today. We are not here to soak it all up for ourselves and get spiritually fat. I encourage you to go and overflow into someone else. Be encouraged today.
Thank you so much for listening to the Fueled by Faith podcast. We would love it if you could go and leave us a 5-star review and how this podcast is impacting you. This will help us move the needle forward to get this podcast out to more and more communities, more and more women that need to be fueled by faith.